Blog Talk Radio.
Actually kind of interesting. It's interesting because each and every day I run into different types of people, and sometimes they really amaze me. They amaze me with their ability or inability to understand right from wrong. They amaze me in their ability or inability to understand that to be a man or to be a woman, there's certain things that you're supposed to be able to do and be responsible for. People amaze me because they won't take responsibility for what they do or what they've done, but they're constantly trying to point the finger at someone else. It's just amazing how many people won't take onus for their own lackadaisical attitudes or their own evil or their own demons that are within them, and how they're always looking to be advocates for their fellow devils and for other devils, or how they always seem to want to jump on the wrong cause and then claim or believe that they're doing it for all the right reasons or that they're right. You know, when if somebody was to do the same thing to them, it would be unacceptable, intolerable, all of these other little things. Today's show is The Devil Does Not Need an Advocate. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil does not need an advocate. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil has millions, if not billions and trillions of years of experience at doing his job. He does not need your help. He does not need your encouragement. He does not need your advice. He does not need anything from you. He is the master at deception. He is the master at lies. He is, or she is, whatever you want to call the devil, the number one trickster amongst tricksters. You know, they say somebody said to me a long time ago that the devil's greatest trick was making people believe that he doesn't exist. And it is an amazing thing. You know, it's kind of like people that do drugs. It constantly amazes me how a child can grow up seeing what drugs does to a person and then think that they're strong enough, that they're smart enough to beat drugs. And the world is full of drug addicts. The world is full of drug addicts that function, and a lot of people don't really know that they're drug addicts. And the world is full of people that you see on the streets, that you see dying from needle tracks or heroin or cocaine or, you know, over-the-counter drugs, or because they've gotten addicted. Why did they get addicted? Because they weren't strong enough. Look at the numbers, people. Look at the people around you that have these issues. Those of you that drink alcohol and you can't take it. You know, you drink in excess. You do things in excess, but you can control it. You can stop anytime you want. That's why we have places like AA. You know, that's why we have, you know, places like Druganon and all this other different things. That's why we have people that go to therapists because they're sex addicts, you know, or people that are masochistic because they just can't stop hurting themselves. You know, they feel as though they deserve that pain or they like it. That's why we have so many people that are masochists and all of the above. Ladies and gentlemen, you create your own joy, you create your own happiness, and you create your own misery. This is for all you naysayers. In short, the devil does not need your help on any level. Each of us have family, friends that ask us for our opinion. some cases, these are people who want to share with us what's on their mind. That is not your license, ladies and gentlemen, to condemn. That is not your license to tell everybody about every bad and wrong thing that's happened in your life or everything that you've read in some book or some magazine that didn't really happen to you, but you're going to give somebody else advice on how they should run something that's actually active off of something that for you may just be a fairy tale that you've accepted as being right. May just be some fictitious dream life that you believe or want other people to believe is real. It is amazingly sad how many people will try to dictate to somebody else how they should live their lives when these people aren't even living their own. It's amazing how many people want to tell you how to control things going on in your life when these same people aren't on any level in any kind of good, positive, or proactive control of their own. It is amazing. And the numbers of people who do want to give this advice, the number of people who do want to share their negativity with you, because they have nothing to share to you with you but negativity. Why? Because they don't have the experience to share anything else with you. Negativity is what they know. Negativity is what's around them. Negativity is what's been the cornerstone of their existence for their existence. So how could this person, this entity, this individual, this, you know, person that you're taking as a guardian or as somebody that can help you, possibly help you, when they themselves haven't experienced what you're asking them to help you with? There's an old saying that you need to guard your mind, and you really do. You also need to guard your heart. You need to guard a whole bunch of things as you go through life and understand that the main thing in life is living. And how do you live? You live by experiencing life. You learn by reading books, by listening to stories, by taking things with a bit of a grain of salt and evaluating them until you know that they're real. If you have a person who is willing to share with you that is not looking for an opportunity, that's not you, that's not the time for you, the person listening, to look at that as an opportunity to step on them. That is your opportunity to do what? To listen, and to listen with an open mind, to listen with your two ears and shut your one mouth. It's the time that person is giving you is to share with you. This person that is sharing this information with you is giving you a gift. However, you need to evaluate that gift. Some gifts are not good for you. Some gifts are not going to help you. Sometimes people share information with us because they're trying to set us up. They're trying to get us involved in something that we need not get involved in. You need to see things as they are. If a person gives you the gift and they show you that the gift is a real gift, it's a real sign. It can also become a real sign of respect for your abilities. That may be why they're listening to you. Again, each time that a person talks to you, each time that a person shares their soul, so to speak, with you, you please need to stop and take a moment and use your two ears to listen, all right? And listen more than you use your one mouth. And how do you do that? You do that by shutting up and honestly and objectively evaluating the information that was given. A lot of times when people talk to you, they don't even want you to even give a response. They just want somebody to throw it off on. You also need to realize that there's some people that are like that. Now, this isn't a time for you to blow smoke up the person's backside. You know, what I'm saying is that if you have a positive or useful or helpful suggestion, not based on your bad experiences, not based on what your friend told you that happened to him in a similar situation, you also need to remember that the person that you're telling the story to, are they telling you the whole story? Did they really share with you what happened, or did they just share the parts with you that pissed them off? Are they sharing with you the truth because maybe they caused the problem that they have? Maybe they had every opportunity to get out of it and failed not to. Each of us has different skills, abilities, drives, drivers, and goals. When you talk to somebody, you need to understand what is their goal, what are their drivers, what abilities do they have, and what are they truly sharing with you? Is it something of value? Is it something that you should be taking in? The spirit that is strong will always find a way. If the person is strong-spirited and they use common sense, they'll always find a way. But also understand that common sense is no longer common. The things that we take for granted for some people is truly something that they don't have. And sometimes it's a gift. When you talk to somebody, you need to look through history. You need to look through their history if you have any idea what it is. You also need to look around and compare that with what's going on. Understand that you'll find millions and millions of people that have made it when everyone else is saying that they can't. That's another reason why I'm saying that you, the person listening, can't play the devil's advocate. For years, I played the devil's advocate. Now I don't play it anymore. Now I understand that sometimes people just want you to listen. They don't really want an answer to their question. They already know what they're going to do, and there's nothing in the world that you can do to talk them out of it. Now, if you've got a person that's going to do something that's detrimental to themselves or detrimental to them and their family, then you owe it to them to tell the truth if you have the proper information to make that judgment. Or if you truly feel in your heart that it's a negativity, not a negativity because you have an issue, but a negativity because it's going to affect that person in a negative way, then you have a responsibility to share with them. Again, you'll find millions of people throughout the world that have been told that they couldn't do something. And guess what? They had the heart, they had the drive, and they figured that they had the mission to do that thing. And they did it. However, most of us don't have that stick-to-itiveness. Most of us don't have the ability to differentiate, truly differentiate what is between right and wrong. Most of us get it confused. We don't freaking read the script. And then we jump on stage and try to play the part. We don't really understand our roles. We don't understand our position. We don't understand that positions are changeable. We start thinking because we've got a title or we've got a position that we know more than the person that may be talking to us. Remember that old saying that even a broken clock is right twice a day as long as it has hands, because guess what? It is. Even though it's not working and may not have worked in 100 years, if those hands are still there and they're still pointing to numbers, in a 24-hour period, that clock is going to be right at least twice. We need to listen to the information that's being given to us, and we need to make a golden and a reasonable examination of that stuff, and then from there make the choice. Between stimulus and response, ladies and gentlemen, there is a space. In that space, we have the ability to choose our response. In that response lies our joy, our happiness, and our future. What are your choices going to be? Which way is your life going to go? And understand, if you make the wrong turn, guess what? You can always turn around, or you can go to the next exit and then make the adjustment. All right, kind of like your GPS. You can always it will always recalibrate once you make a wrong turn, but also like your GPS, you need to get regular updates. Why? Because different things happen. There's construction. There's road changes. There's buildings that get built. There's towns where there wasn't a town. There's a road where there wasn't a road. There's roads that are continued. There's things that are opened up. There's things that are moved. There may be an accident. There may be ill weather. There may be damage to the road. Again, that's life. That's the way that life works. Somebody told me just yesterday, they said, "Well, Mr. Z, I don't think that's fair." What's fair? Fair is a point of view. Somebody that has $1 billion thinks that it's fair that your mother should clean his house, or your grandmother should clean his house, or your grandfather should wash his cars or be his chauffeur. All right? To him, that's right. Is that fair to the person that's washing it or the person that is looking to just make it because they can't afford it? Guess what? It's not fair to them. So what is fairness? Fairness is a point of mind. It's a state of being. It's an understanding and a reasonable understanding between yourself and what's going on. So when you say something's not fair, you really need to look at it with more of an open window mindset and not necessarily that myopic view that most of us seem to take on. Everyone has something to say, and everyone has something to say of value. Whether you understand it or not, it had value to them. The average person is just that, the average person. However, there are plenty of average people that have done extraordinary things. So everybody is above average if you really think about it. Everyone is capable of doing miracles and finding success and making that success grow for them and helping the world to become a better place. A mind once stretched by new ideas will never regain its original dimensions. That's very true. You and everybody around you has gifts, and those gifts are gifts that you need to share on a regular basis with each and every person around you. Why? Because guess what? Givers gain. And the more that you share, the more that you help others, the more that you're creating a small army of people that are all looking for the opportunity to help you. The more you take from people, the more people are looking at you saying that you're the enemy. They're making you out to be the bad guy. They're making you out to be the reason for their destruction or the reason for things not to work in their lives. And guess what? Unfortunately, we live in a world where very few people want to take responsibility for their actions. However, each of these people is more than willing and more than ready to blame you for every little nuance that goes wrong in their life. Every little problem that they have, it's your fault. It's favoritism. It's nepotism. It's, you know, you don't like my color. You don't like my height. You don't like my size. You don't like the fact that I got your job. You don't like the fact that I'm smarter than you. I'm a threat. You're a threat. Whatever it is. There are so many excuses for so many things. I don't even know how people can keep track of it. All right, it never amazes me how when somebody does something wrong, they bring up to the person that's talking to them all these stories about somebody else that did something similar or somebody else that did something worse. And why aren't you on them like you're on me? Why am I not on that person? Because I didn't know about that particular problem. I didn't know about that particular occurrence. I didn't know that that thing happened. But I can guarantee that somebody to try to get themselves out of harm is going to throw that person under a bridge. Somebody to try to get themselves out of harm is going to try to defer blame and remove the responsibility of being responsible for what they have actually done into another category by what? Outbatting themselves by throwing someone else under the bridge. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a very small world, and in that world, you're going to run into millions upon millions of people. And guess what? Each of those people could help you, or each of those people could help you. Many of those people may not be able to help you today, but guess what? Just as you moved up, they can move up. And as they move up, guess what? Now they're in the position of power. Now they're in the position of being your advocate in a good way, or not being your advocate. They're being your advocate in a bad way. Which do you want? Do you want an army of people that are willing to help you to reach your goals, or do you want an army of people that are looking for an opportunity to get back at you? Again, I've said this before. My Uncle Jack used to tell me, nephew, you see how that man's treating that woman? Yes, sir. You see how that woman's treating that man? Yes, sir. Remember this and never forget it. The only difference between you and them is reason and opportunity. Doesn't matter if they're black. Doesn't matter if they're white. Doesn't matter if they're Hispanic. Doesn't matter if they're short, tall, thin. Just doesn't matter. Hairy, non-hairy, long hair, non-hair, pretty, ugly. Doesn't matter. Bad people are bad people, and people that like misery love to share that misery, and they are more than willing to share it with you. All they need is what? Reason and opportunity. If you give them the reason and you give them the opportunity to demonstrate that they are willing to bring misery into your life, what will they do? They will bring you misery in abundance. They may act like they didn't do it. Sometimes you have people that do you wrong and smile in your face. Sometimes you have people that do you wrong and have no idea that they've done you wrong. I had a talk with a young lady some months ago, who threw several people under the bus. All right? The person got confronted by the, we'll say, executive staff. And what did that person do? They sung like a mockingbird. However, the person that they threw, or the persons that they threw under the bus, had absolutely nothing to do with that person's perception. Was that it had to be these people, and that's why I'm in this office. It had to be these people because they don't like me. It had to be these people because they don't appreciate my work, or they don't aren't thankful for the good things that I do. However, in truth, the person that they thought was their friend, the person that they had put their trust in, is the person that threw them under the bus. The person that did disrespect and did violate their trust is the person that did them in. However, in their mind, they wanted to be the person that's a different color, or the person that's a different sex, or the person that has a different preference. And in reality, it was the person that thinks like you, talks like you, walks with you, and knows your whole entire life. You know, recently I've seen a lot of companies where there's been a lot of jokes being played on people. Well, how are the people able to play a joke on you if they don't know you? The reason that they're able to play a joke on you is because the people that do know you are telling them information that you may not want to give out. But what's a secret? It's no longer a secret once you tell how many people? Two. Once you tell more than one person a secret, it is no longer a secret. It is now general knowledge. And many people on many occasions have proven that to be so right and so true that it is unbelievable, just unfathomable how people will throw people under the bus, how people will do things that are so negative that it is almost criminal, how so many people won't take responsibility for their actions on any level, how so many people try to blame the world for the things that are going wrong in their lives, how so many people look in the mirror and see something totally different from the way that the rest of the world sees it. And when I say that, I'm talking about you have somebody that looks in the mirror and says, I'm sexy. Yes, you are sexy for a bull elephant. Yeah, well, I'm sexy. Yeah, you are sexy for a clown because you've got more makeup than any clown in any circus in any place I've ever seen. Yeah, this really looks good on me. Well, yeah, my man likes it. It's not that your man likes it. It's that the misery of him not liking it is far too great for him to want to go through it. Yeah, well, my wife loves all of this gut. Yes, your wife loves all of that gut. Why? Because you're paying the bills. And she's probably got some mandingo on the side that's taking care of her real needs while you flutter and huff and puff just to go up a flight of stairs. Well, I've got this and I've got that. Again, ladies and gentlemen, there are people in the world that have come back from ailments that nobody said that they can come back from. Again, Miss Joyner, the runner. This is a lady that was born crippled. However, she became one of the fastest women in the world. Why? Because she believed. The other day I was looking at Facebook, and there was a lady that was a bodybuilder and model. This young lady, I believe, was born with no arms. However, she is a bodybuilder and a model, and she is sculpted. Okay, she doesn't have sculpted arms because she doesn't have any. However, this young lady has taken what she does have and has turned it into a true asset. And yes, it's a little unusual to see a lady without arms, but the rest of this woman's body was phenomenal. All right, and she took pride in herself, and she had enough self-respect for herself and enough self-confidence to get out there when you got people with two arms, two legs, and all of the other accoutrements, and they won't do yak butkus for anything, anyone, or anybody, including themselves. Again, the world is what you make it, and opportunity is all around us. If you don't take opportunity and run with it, if you don't take opportunity and use it to the best of your ability, what will happen is your opportunities will pass you by. Your chances to make good, your chances to do right, your chances to grow and develop will do what? They will fade away. Why? Because you failed to use them. You no longer deserve them. You had your chance. You blew it. And even if you're given a re-chance, what will you do? You'll blow that. Because what will you not do? You will not take responsibility. You will not take action. And you will not do the things that you need to do so that you can live the life that you were supposed to live. What life is that? That's a life of abundance. That's a life of good things. That's a life of good karma. How do you bring good karma on yourself? You bring good karma on yourself by doing the things that you need to do to help you to grow, to develop, and to become the person that you were meant to be. How do you not get good karma? You do not get good karma because you blame the world for every little problem that goes on in your life. You blame the world for every failure that you experience. You blame the world for everything that doesn't work out in your life because you refuse to take action. You refuse to step up to the plate. You refuse to get in the game. And you're not getting in the game causes you to get what you've been getting, failure. Causes you to experience the things that you've been experiencing, again, failure. Cause you to take failure not as a lesson learned, but as another reason for you to stop trying, as another reason for you to stop experiencing life and doing everything that you can possibly do to grab the bull by the horns and wrestle that bear to the ground. Again, it is a choice. You choose to take failure and think that that failure isn't a lesson to success. You choose to accept what's going on around you as the gospel instead of saying, hey, this is a chance for me to learn something new. This is a chance for me to grow. This is a chance for me to develop. This is a chance for me to make a better me, a much better me than the me that I know. So, again, whose fault is it that you're experiencing failure? It is your fault you're experiencing a failure. It is your fault that you're not taking that failure and turning it into massive, not a little success, but massive success. So, stop your whining, stop your crying, stop blaming the world for the things that are going wrong in your life, in your relationship, at work, and all these other things, and understand that sometimes it may be time for you to make a change. Sometimes it may be time for you to adjust and to do the things that you need to do so that you can live the life that you want to live. If you don't want to live a life of success, keep sitting on your ass and not doing the things that you need to do and keep blaming the world for all of the other things that are going wrong in your life. Because guess what? It is a self-fulfilling fucking prophecy. All right? If you want to sit in front of the television and watch your life fade away, I promise you, eventually your life will do just that. It will fade away. If you keep wanting to throw good money for bad, keep doing it. I promise you, you will continue to have the failures that you've been having. If you want to run around chasing some woman or chasing some guy and not realizing that them being with you or them not being with you is a choice, understanding that you cannot lose what you never had, then guess what? That's going to happen. Again, if you continue to blame the world because you're a spineless fucking guppy, then guess what? You're going to continue to be a spineless fucking guppy, and life is going to continue to shit on you and shit in your face. And in the end, you're going to be a sad sack. You are. Ladies and gentlemen, take responsibility for yourself. Grow up, I don't care what your age is, and be the man or the woman that you claim you want to be. Understand that you dressing in nice clothes and your shit, you're still shit. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to the Zurian Show today, and I hope that everything that I said to you, you're taking it for what it's worth. Your work in progress, just like everyone else's. But each day I try really hard to do a little bit better than I did the day before, and I will continue that until the day I die. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great and wonderful day and life. Take care.